Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello, and welcome to today's edition of Cross Encounters. This week I had an amazing experience of seeing how the human herd mentality works out in action. I happened to be on a 5-hour plane flight, and during that flight everyone was told to turn their mobile phones off. As soon as we landed safely and were taxiing toward the gate, a member of the cabin crew came on and announced that you can turn your phones back on. In unison, everyone dove to their purse or their briefcase, and I heard a whole cacophony of bing, 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 bing as everyone turned on their phones. But that wasn't the end of the noise. There were all kinds of beeps and buzzes and musical sounds to alert folks that while they were in the air, people had been texting or phoning them. They were wanted. They were needed. They were missed. And people couldn't wait to see who it was that was trying to contact them. You'd think they'd have been out of communication range for 6 months. But they were hungry to discover what they'd missed out on. They wanted to know what others were thinking and doing. Isn't that right? We love to hear from our family, from our work colleagues, from our friends. It's important for us to know that they missed us, that they want us, that they value our advice. But the same cannot be said about our desire to hear from God. We may say and believe that God speaks to us through His Word. But if that is the case, why do we seem so reluctant to dig into it? I think there are several reasons. First, I think we're just plain lazy. We don't want to take the time or actually make the effort to sit down and study God's Word. It's too much like hard work to dig through God's Word and unwrap His promises. I think back to when I was dating my wife. We had a long-distance relationship, and that meant that we wrote each other on a regular basis. This was before the time of emails and even cheap telephone calls. Each morning, I would eagerly run to the post box in hopes that there would be a letter from her. Everything else took second place, and if there was, nothing would get done until I read her thoughts, her feelings, and her ideas. The church is called the Bride of Christ, and we ought to longingly read the love letter which Christ has sent to us so that we may discern His promises and His love for us. Secondly, I think too often we're just apathetic. We don't really care if God speaks to us in His Word or not, because we just don't care. We say we do, but if the truth were known, we really don't care what God has to say. We've read it before, so why should we read it again? It wasn't that interesting in the first place. So, what would have changed? I know God loves me, and that Jesus has died for me, so isn't that enough? But that's about like saying, I know that my wife loves me, so I don't have to speak with her anytime or even listen to what she says. But is that really the way love responds to the beloved? Third, I think we doubt too often the truth of God's Word. We might love the stories, and we might even learn some morals or steps to how to live our lives better. But if we are honest, many of us may harbor doubts as to whether it is really true and trustworthy. Science, the media, politicians, and even some church leaders cast dispersions upon the Bible's veracity. So why should we believe it? But that's like our friends or others saying that our spouse does not love us and cannot be trusted to be taken at their word. But does true love doubt the word of its beloved? Fourth, I think that far too often our words are more important than God's word. We would rather be the one controlling the conversation than the one being spoken to. We love to call the shots and show that we are in control. If we speak, others have to listen. Although there is a time to talk, love allows the beloved to speak and to be heard. Love allows the word of the beloved to take root and transform its life. Love does not want to be controlling, but it desires to let love control it. Love is not concerned with getting its own way, but in pleasing the beloved. Perhaps these are just a few reasons we shy away from reading God's word. But maybe it is not coincidence that we talk about God calling us to follow Him. He calls us through His word, no mere text or Twitter, but a long, beautiful love letter addressed to each one of us personally. God calls us to inform us how much He loves us through His Son, Jesus Christ. God calls us to reveal to us that in Jesus, He has put to death all of our laziness, apathy, doubt, and self-centeredness. Through His word, God convicts us of our sin, drives us to repentance, and creates faith in us. His love moves us, His beloved, to long to answer His call and to long to hear His word of love and promise to us. Let us pray. Lord, in the midst of our busy lives, do not let us reject the wonderful gift of Your love. Give us the desire to read, study, and delight in Your love letter to us. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.